You know, if I hear one more voiceover person saying, "During these unprecedented times," I mean, you know what? My battery is already drained. I don't need to be reminded of how challenging things are. So maybe it's time we do an episode about recharging your battery. How about recharging your career battery? 10 steps to being a better acting professional. On today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach, welcoming you to this episode of Casting Actors Cast that I'm calling Recharge Your Battery, 10 Steps to Being a Better Acting Professional. In these challenging times, I hear that so often. But what can we do? What is a positive thing, a positive step that we can do to make things better as it relates to our career? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I get to say thank you so much for tuning in to Casting Actors Cast. These patios, for those of you who don't know, patios are podcast videos. You can hear me and you can also see and hear me on YouTube. They've been going really, really well. I'm getting all kinds of wonderful responses from people all over the world, frankly, and I couldn't be more grateful. So thanks for tuning in. You can get more information if you check out the website, castingactorscast, all one word, .com. That's castingactorscast, all one word, .com. You'll find additional episodes, but there's also a form there called Dive into the Talent Pool. And if you do that, that's going to take you to another thank you page. And as a thank you, you can download a free, yes, free 100-page book on voice acting called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. That's my gift to you just for filling out the web form and letting me know that you are out there. Also, you can send me an email. Yeah, you can do that if you want, and I'd love to hear from you. Questions, problems, things that I might be able to help you with, things that you might want to hear in a future podcast. It's really easy to do. CastingActorsCast, all one word, @gmail.com. So there's two really easy ways to kind of get a hold of me and let me know what you're thinking, and if there's anything I can do to help you and maybe address a future subject on the podcast, I'm excited to be able to do that for you. Also, this is that moment in the podcast where I get to do my cool shout out to my friends at Actors Connection. Please check out Actors Connection if you haven't already done so. Here in New York, there's all kinds of webinars. There's all kinds of online training sessions with casting directors, agents, managers, professionals in the industry who are currently working in the industry that can help you with your career. So there's one way to recharge your career, right? Check out Actors Connection. All right, let's jump into the subject, right? 10 steps to being a better acting professional. That's what we're talking about today, and I'm not going to waste any more time. Let's talk about the 10 steps. Step number one, and of course, I have to say these steps are in no particular order of importance. But if you have a little notepad, if you just have a good memory, that's great, because I certainly don't have that. But if you would like to just jot these down, I think you might find something really helpful within this group of 10 suggestions to a better acting career. Number one, I want you to wave the magic wand. I want you to dream big. You know, so many times we get stuck in the minutiae of our day-to-day that I think it's really valuable for you to take a breath, take a moment, and speculate, fantasize about what your dream gig would be. So wave the magic wand. What are you really excited about, perhaps having an opportunity to do something in the business? What would that be? So you might think, you know what? I want to be on a television series. You know what? I want to book a feature film. Now, I'm not talking about what you do on, January 1st, your New Year's resolutions. That's just silly because no one ever follows through. In about 3 weeks, your New Year's resolution is kind of like, what did I wish for? So I'm not talking about a New Year's resolution as much as I'm talking about just speculating and enjoying the fantasy. You're a creative person. So why not enjoy the thought process of what you would love to be able to do. Now, for some, it might just be, I want to be a working actor. That's cool. Well, then dream about what kind of working actor do you want to be? So I want you to wave the magic wand, dream big, get lost in the fantasy of that, because there's relief there. It's fun, a guilty pleasure, if you will, to think about why you wanted to be an actor in the first place. Yeah, step number two. I keep on wondering whether these are steps or suggestions or a mandate. You know, it's none of those things. But think about this. It might be time, number two, to find a new acting teacher. Now, don't freak out. I know that a lot of actors are just loving their acting teacher now. They're getting so much out of the work that they're doing, and they're enjoying it, and they've been doing it for a while now. I think that's all excellent. But you know what? I don't want you to feel complacent. It would be really amazing if you could just be really objective, challenge yourself, and ask yourself, okay, maybe you don't have an acting teacher right now. You know what? Maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to invest in something that's going to make you feel really good about your own work, that's going to help you prepare for what's out there in the near future. So maybe you've got an acting teacher that you've been with for a long, long time. You know, sometimes we get really, really comfortable. We're not being perhaps challenged as much as we would like to be. So that's why suggestion number two, do some research. Find a new acting teacher, somebody that's going to challenge you in a different way. And I think that that is a positive way that you can recharge your battery, that you can get a fresh take on the work that's being done out there by perhaps figuring out another teacher in your world. So that's number two, finding another teacher. Step number three, here's the thing. I want you to set a daily routine. Now, this is also really valuable during our stressful time that we're living in, but here's what I would like you to do specifically. I would like you to do three things a day toward your career. You heard me right. Just three things a day. You know, when I was acting, I was going through a lot of personal issues, I have to say, and I was very challenged because I was working in a fairly regular basis, but I was just not focused. I was just distracted by other things going on in my life, namely relationships, namely alcohol, frankly, I'm being truthful here, that I decided I had to do something. So what I did was I challenged myself. I said, I am going to do three things a day toward my career. And you know what? I stuck to it. I did it for a really steady, long period of time. And wouldn't you know, just because of that shift in my focus, things started to get better. Things felt better. Career opportunities became available to me in a way that they hadn't before. So what I can share with you is that one of those three things isn't, I'm going to just call my agent. Here's what I'm talking about specifically. I'd love for you to decide that you're going to read a screenplay, or you're going to read a new play, or you're going to read or research monologues. That would be one thing. You're going to take an acting class. You're going to do vocal warm-ups for yourself. That would be another one. Here's one. You're going to get together with other actors and you're going to read a play together. You're going to work out. You're going to do something to help yourself physically. So just set a routine. The other thing to share with you that's been so helpful to me, and I want to pass it along, and this is not a lecture as much as it is just a suggestion, because I know really sincerely that this works, and that is get up early every day. I know it's hard for actors, right? Kind of, we're creatures of the night. Some of us are. And I know I certainly was for a long time in my life. But I get, and I'm not trying to say, you know, pat me on the back here, but I get up every morning at 6:30. Many times 6 o'clock, but 6:30, I get up and I have a regularly scheduled routine. I can't tell you how beneficial that is for me. And I want you to try that as well. So set a daily routine, give yourself 3 options toward your career, and then let me know if that didn't work. If you tried it and you really stuck to it and it didn't work, I promise you, I am going to buy you a steak dinner. Now, so far, I've made that offer countless times, and I haven't had to buy a steak dinner yet. So, interesting. Now, here's the other step. Number 4, please consider refreshing your audition wardrobe. Now, I know I've talked about this in the past, and I actually have a podcast on your audition wardrobe, so I encourage you to please check that out. But what I mentioned in that previous podcast, I don't want to go through the whole thing again, but the whole suggestion was making specific 5 or 6 or 7 choices of clothing options that you only wear for auditions. Separate from your wardrobe, that it's almost like, consider it your business attire, your business uniform, but you have a variety of things that you can wear, that you go to, that you feel really good in. And now I'm suggesting that you take a look at those things. Do you have enough variety in those clothing choices? Because we're going to be auditioning on Zoom now. So wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to think too much? You could go right to your audition wardrobe and make decisions about how you are going to reflect the character you are playing in an audition, because you have a go-to outfit to do that. So that's number 4, refresh your audition wardrobe. Number 5. I kind of alluded to this a little earlier, but I want to expand on it just a bit. And that is, I want you to connect with another actor at the same level as you. Let's just take an analogy. And the analogy is that you're a tennis player. And if you challenge yourself by getting somebody who's a better tennis player than you, that can be very challenging, but it also can feel defeating. It can also feel like it's just really, really hard. On the other hand, if you play tennis with somebody who's at a lower level, that's not quite as skilled as you are at tennis, then it's just gratifying your ego without necessarily challenging you. So my suggestion is to connect with another actor at the same level as you. What I mean by same level, I'm talking about a relatively same amount of credits, perhaps. Maybe it's a similar training that you've been involved in with another actor. Maybe it's a BFA or an MFA student from a university that you've known or have connected with. Maybe you've worked with somebody in a project. It's important that you connect with that person. And here's the thing about making that connection. If you do it on a regular basis, you say, you know what? I would just love to be able to set up a time that I can just chat with you every other Wednesday evening from 7 to 8. Making a commitment to somebody like that, and you can challenge yourself on anything you want, but just make a connection to that person. You can really feed off of each other's energy. You can help each other with suggestions about how to move forward. And you know what? I can think of no better way that you can feel recharged, as we're talking about recharging your battery, than connecting with somebody who is like-minded and at the same level as you. Now, here's the next one, number 6, change your workout routine. Now, are you working out on a regular basis? Cool. That's great. Doesn't it help? Yeah, it does, right? It makes you feel really good. You're out there. You're maybe getting some fresh air. Now, the weather is turning a little bit kind of not so great if you're here in the Northeast like I am. But that means it's maybe time to think about doing something different. If you're lifting weights all the time and you're doing dead weight work, maybe it's time to do and focus a little more on cardio, perhaps. It's just a suggestion. But reevaluate your workout routine so that you can challenge yourself with a new perspective. A new perspective is really helpful. It changes your whole focus. Again, that word complacent seems to come up here. Challenge yourself that way. Now, number 7, reevaluate your technology situation. I know. I just heard a lot of people groaning just now. What I'm talking about specifically is, how's your Zoom set up for auditioning? How are your self-taping skills coming along? Have you challenged yourself with doing a little bit of editing on your self-submitted material? Do you have a space in your house, in your location, wherever you're living, that is a nice, clean, fresh-looking background so that you feel really comfortable when you have those Zoom auditions? Those are the things that I'm talking about. Now, you may have a great setup. You may say, done and done, and that's checking your list. That's great. Then you don't have to do that. You don't have to make that a recharging your battery step. But a lot of people, and myself included, we sort of just sit back because we think we're done. I'm talking about just reevaluating it, just simply taking another look. And so that's the suggestion. Here's another one, number 8. I think it's important that you plan your next headshot session. Check out your headshots. Think about what your headshots are. When was the last time you had them done? If you were to get new headshots, what would they look like? Professional headshots are still the calling card in the industry. And if you don't know what that calling card should look like, then it's really valuable for you to check out as many websites as you can, or actors' headshots. You know, you can Google that. But it's important that you decide, how do you want to brand yourself? And is your headshot doing you that service? Are you really transmitting through your headshot how you look and how your energy is in the headshot, so that when you walk into the room or you walk onto Zoom, so to speak, you don't walk onto Zoom, right? But you know what I'm saying. You come onto a Zoom platform to do an audition. Does your headshot reflect that same energy that you have now? So even if you feel good about the headshot that you're using, that's great. Good on you. But what would the next one look like? What would you like to show in that next headshot? That's the question. So simply plan what your next headshot might look like. Number 9. Yeah, same thing about headshots, right? It's updating your resume. It's time to refresh your resume. Take a clean look at what you are giving to other people. Are you including those things that might be really relevant and helpful to you today? So we're talking about not only listing the roles or listing the educational experience or, you know, your background, your history. Just think of your resume as a one-page advertisement about you. Think of it like a magazine layout. A really clean-looking resume that takes me right into the information that I'm looking for as a casting director, that will serve you big time. So update your resume is number 9. Number 10 is a little bit of an assignment. Again, don't freak out. This isn't a class. This is just me trying to help you the best way that I can based on my own experience. But I would love to challenge you with this number 10, our final step, and that is, I want you to reach out to 3 casting directors. Yeah. Yeah. If you're binging a lot during COVID, you know, everybody's binging all kinds of things. Are you freezing the credits when they scroll by to see who the casting director is of that project? Are there shows in your area, in your state, in your region that are being shot in that state, in that region, in your town? That would be a great connection to make with that casting director. So it doesn't have to be something like, I'm an actor looking for work. Please kind of don't do that. But it might be along the lines of, I love the work that you do in this show because. And then be genuine and list a few things that you want to remark upon that you really like about what the casting director has done. Whether it's about bringing the ensemble of actors together, whether it's individual performances, all of that's fair game. But if you do that with three casting directors, I'm telling you, so many things can come as a result. The least of which is that you're going to feel really good because you are of the world. You are making connections with people outside of your own circle. And again, I can't think of anything better to recharge your battery. So I'm looking at my time here. That's three casting directors I want you to reach out for as a final assignment. Taking these steps, I think, will help revitalize your perspective. And that's what's important. It'll provide new energy towards your career goals. Now, understand me, don't try to do all of these things perfectly. They're not meant to be perfect. They're meant to just give it a shot. Just try it. Don't feel like you have to push yourself in any direction. Just consider some of these choices. The attempt that you make on this list, just attempting it, is sometimes enough to recharge your battery. I promise you. If you do that, I would love to know how it's working out for you. You can contact me at castingactorscast.com or castingactorscast@gmail.com. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and hey, thanks so much for tuning into this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.